Mais musique pas en tonnerre là.
Ouais.
This is the Minneapolis police. The party is over. Deacon, if you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
This is the Greenville Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGSC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson.
Very good. Meow.
We recommend this station.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, presenting Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound-rich series screening in a new Atmos theater at the Orpheum in Saugerties every Monday night. This month playing, This Is National Wake, about the wild rise and fall of a multiracial South African punk band with director close-up, Luther, Never Too Much, an affectionate portrait of the multi-hyphenate Luther Vandross, Goddess of Slide, the forgotten story of Ellen McElwain, and Dig XX, about the dueling 90s bands, the Dandy Warhols, and the Brian Johnstown Massacre. Information at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Nathan of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening, Kevin Factor here, and this is Foraging Ahead. If you're like me, a 57-year-old man with bad knees, you've been alternating between wanting to cry and rage and being completely, completely numb. I was recently in Chicago visiting my boy with my lovely wife. And I had a conversation with him. He's 24, and he looked me in the eye, and he said, "Dad, the world is over. Like, the world that you knew, the world that you think you knew, is just over. And you know, you can worry about it, you can not worry about it, but you know, wanting it to go back to the way it was is just as effective as the former feudal lord lamenting the loss of his serfs." And, well, I didn't know what to really do with that. I hope the young people are going to fight and forge a new path. But I've just got some music tonight, just to try and keep me from crying and raging and going numb. We're going to go way back, or start with a little fight song from when I was, I must have been in college. Little Public Enemy.
Best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight.
Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
London calling through the far away. boys and girls, guns and calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is just coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stuck on him, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning.
That was The Clash, of course, with London Calling, kind of end of the world. That's what it kind of feels like. Public Enemy, Fight the Power. Boy, it's perfectly relevant today. And I'm going to come up a little Billy Bragg singing about another time of social dislocation, which we are probably in and on the verge of getting worse.
In 1649, to St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the lands in common and to make the waste grounds grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder, they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor.
diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. From the men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down.
Love does not describe what I feel. I learned a song in Grimsby over in England about 1987. It was during the Thatcher era. There was all kinds of things happening over in England, but I'll say one thing about Thatcher. Some fantastic songs were written during her reign. And this one was written by Peter Hames. It's called The Ballad of an Ordinary Man. Now we're on it. I'm an ordinary man, nothing special, nothing grand. I've had to work for everything I own. I never asked for a lot, I was happy with what I got. Enough to keep my family and my home. They say the times are hard, and they've handed me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around. When the whistle blows, the gates will finally close. Tonight they're gonna shut this factory down. Then they tear it down. I never missed a day nor went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served the best I could. With a handshake and a check, it seems easy to forget. Loyalty through the bad times and the good. And the owner says he's sad to see that things have got so bad. But the captains of industry won't let him lose. He still smokes a cigar, he drives a brand new car. Still he takes his family on a cruise. He'll never lose. It seems to me a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. Now my check is spent, I can't afford the rent. One laugh at the rich, one laugh at the poor. Every day I've tried to salvage some of my pride, to find some work so I might pay my way. Everywhere I go, the answer's always no. No work for anyone here today. No work today. No work today. And so condemned I stand, just an ordinary man, like thousands beside me in the queue. I watch me darling wife trying to make the best of life. God knows what the kids are going to do. Now we're faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside. For as long as I live, I never will forgive. You stripped me of dignity and pride. You stripped me bare. You stripped me bare. No work today. No work today.
Jesus Christ was a man that traveled through the land, hard-working man and brave. He said to the rich, give your goods to the poor, so they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Yes, Jesus was a man, a carpenter by hand, his followers true and brave. One dirty coward called Judas Iscariot has laid poor Jesus in his grave. He went to the preacher, he went to the sheriff, told them all the same. Sell all of your jewelry and give it to the poor, so they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. When Jesus come to town, the working folks around believed what he did say. The bankers and the preachers, they nailed him on a cross, and they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Now the working people followed him around, sang and shouted gay. But the cops and soldiers nailed him in the air, and they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Well, the people held their breath when they heard about his death. Everybody wondered why. It was the landlord and the soldiers that he hired to nail Jesus Christ in the sky. This song was made in New York City of rich man's and preachers and slaves. If Jesus was to preach like he preached in Galilee, they would lay Jesus Christ in his grave. Yes, Jesus was a man and a carpenter by hand, his followers true and brave. One dirty coward called Judas Iscariot has laid poor Jesus in his grave.
All right, that was Little Woody Guthrie with Jesus Christ. Before that, we had Christy Moore with Ordinary Man, and before that, we had The World Turned Upside Down by Billy Bragg. You know, sometimes you just got to accept that things are lost. I recorded a few years ago several different voices, several different people reading Little One Art.
The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster. Places and names and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch. And look, my last or next to last of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident. The art of losing is not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster, places and names, and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster. Some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
Yep. Got to practice the art of losing, because, oh, we're losing. Sometimes it takes a 30,000-foot view, you know, to sort of feel better about the situation. You know, we're just a mote of dust in the cosmos, and time goes on and things change. Empires rise and fall, and which is not to say you should just roll over, but it's good to try and keep things in perspective to keep from losing your head.
How you make yourself vanish into nothing, and this is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful. beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call your mother. And this is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect. Now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for show, goes up in flames in 24 frames.
Little Jason Isbell, 24 Frames, and before that, Sierra Ferrell with her cover of Years. Sometimes it's good to step back and see the big picture, even if it's not so bright. Well, Outlaws may be become important. They kind of always have been important, and it'll be easy to be an outlaw in the next few years. Some are like Del McCrory sings.
Feel special on any such a light. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled from behind and down to Knoxville. I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 20. 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled. Nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greaves won't do. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angels on Ariel in leather and chrome, trooping down.
Beside the campfire's light, they weave the tales of the lives of the bandits, of jewels rare and old, of coaches filled with gold, hold-ups pulled off like they planned it. But danger rides with those who stray upon this secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madres. Thank you.
campfire's light. They weave the tales of the lives of the bandits, of jewels rare and old, of coaches filled with gold. Hold-ups pull off just like they planned it, but danger rides with those who stray upon the secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madres. Sierra Madres. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre.
All right, that was the Waybacks with Compadres and the old Sierra Madres. And before that, Del McCrory covering Richard Thompson's 1952 Black Vincent. And we got one more outlaw song before we try and make ourselves whole for the evening and Monday.
Thank you.
And, of course, little Bob Marley, important to note, he did not shoot the deputy. And that one day the bottom will drop out. That seems more likely every day. Well, I feel like next tune up, I feel like we're kind of being governed right now by this guy.
Well, he went down to dinner in his Sunday best. Excitable boy, they all said. And he propped the pot roast all over his chest. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark. Excitable boy, they all said. And he bit the usher's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. We'll be right back.
their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn must die. They've plowed, they've sown, they've harrowed him in, threw clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn was dead. Served him worse than that.
searching for light in the darkness of insanity.